Mấy thuộc hòa chư sáng hòa Michelle Lee nà dạ nà hòa hò lưu trong đại lũ con hậu Legal Aid. Nà cô yu lòn ra bế thạm chì tạc chì dị mên chì xa cho Legal Aid nà tìa mò kê bá chù lì chà thịa yu mò lăng tư mò chai mò xì tò lì chà nà. Nà hòa hò lưu nà thế nà ý thuộc mong thế dạ chè cô chào nà tùa rong xét tò chạy ca Michelle là con SBS Radio mong program.
Nói xong.
Nhớ rong sẽ đại thế nhớ rong đầu cơ thế rong sẽ ở các tàu sĩ các lối sẽ chỉ nô tàu thuộc cộng SBS Radio Hong Program đó. Tà lấy có giá ít tu năng ua hậu lử nhớ cho họ lúc còn họ Legal Aid nó nè lúc còn họ Legal Aid nó họ ua đã chỉ sẽ what's actually they doing and how do people can access the Legal Aid and in what criteria they are entitled to, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So go hold about Legal Aid. Would you are the lawyer? Who will follow call education or publications? But who do will follow by legal aid? No, maybe the new song so good ball legal aid. What are you legal aid? You are the government agency. Barnang whole Victoria to lay the problems with the law includes police, sagamore bay court, legal aid bar you. Understand what might happen when you go to court. If got your Centrelink, your problems with your Centrelink payment, maybe Centrelink high that got Pioneer took too much money, and that you've lied to Centrelink, then legal aid might be able to help. Fines, say driving on the roads and getting too many toll fines, legal aid can help you understand what you can do with that. For conning more mental illness, sometimes Victorian government high took a molly there hang they more got your homo and to book a dana. Sometimes legal aid can help you if you don't think you have the mental illness and you want to leave. Sometimes legal aid can help you if go as a renter, so go renting in public
and
legal aid, more the balcon legal aid bar you, but maybe the main point is if got a legal problem with the police, maybe with your family relationship, fines with the government, who draw to legal aid number, you move a website, legalaid.vic.gov.au or who draw phone number, e-bay-00-sa-chua-o-bay-yi-sa. 1300-792-387. I think if you might have a legal problem or you have papers from the government that they're sending you letters or you owe money, call the number not and see how we can help.
Okay.
Sometimes, depending on your problem, we might ask you to come into the office or we might just give help on the phone. Sometimes we can't help you, so we might give you another number to call for somebody who can help you. But the best thing is to call the phone number because every year legal aid talks to hundreds of thousands of people so they can help you understand where you might be with your legal problem and how to get help. Because if you do nothing, often things can get worse.
Chỉ cho hạt thì mua tấm mảnh này chỉ cho chủ cú xe mù cho hạt thì muốn chỉ là trong trong tu rau sạch tông nhà tu number telephone nhà nhà ipe sun sun xa chỗ ở bay gì xa nhà Ipesun Sia Cho O Pei Sia Laya Legal Aid.
And that's, if got your boss high uncle, got your high uncle very, very good, then they saw interpreters, and they probably are Hmong interpreters as well. So, I got Hutua, you can say, I need an interpreter. Then, I Hutua, the interpreter, Baka, peer legal aid, what's your problem? And it can help translate for you.
So, I think you should go along, kill them, like more than I'm telling you this year.
And they got a door and they think that you actually need to come into an office to meet a lawyer, then you can also say you need an interpreter when you come in for a meeting. It doesn't cost you money. We'll organise that for you.
That's the delicious space in our chat. I'm going to tell you what the means test piano. Explain when you had something in our show.
What means test? It depends because legal aid. More different ways that they are gonna. Some things like go to their website and more the information there. That's free. That's not means tested. Go to the bay. That's not means tested. But if if your problem is more complicated, then we might not be able to help you. Well, means test is usually about if you need to see a lawyer. And sometimes we might ask you to contribute, pay a little bit of money, but usually if you're on a Centrelink payment or if you're in very serious trouble or if you're have a mental illness, an intellectual disability, young person, you're Aboriginal, you might be facing jail time. There's lots of reasons why we wouldn't ask you to pay money, but sometimes there might be a means test that might say that you might have to contribute. But if you don't have much money, it's not going to be likely that legal aid is going to ask you to pay money.
Để cô mua cho nên người chỉ thích cho là cho immigrants cho migrants nhập vào tổ chức là cô mua chạy xì tàu theo giờ.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you have just come from Block Bay or from Thailand or Vietnam and you're going along and you have problems, it's probably I can't say exactly. I don't know what your problem is, but call through and we'll help. And if there is anything about means test, and they'll explain to you what that is through the interpreter.
Donna cha ke pa chu ndaw ya tam mang na ne la ha po pa chu cho tam mang kun so la ya le domestic violence la family issue in that.
Well, yeah, bar with family issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with the family issues if go ya the bunye go la hi the bay, but we are already helping your partner. Sometimes we might not be able to help you because hold in the law for they hold conflict of interest. So if they debark on the partner, then it's not a good idea that we help you because we know information about your partner, but then we would probably put you onto somebody else who could help you. So that's just something to keep in mind. If all the problems with family violence or with family breakdown, and go for the bay, but they already helping go the partner, then we might not be able to help you as well, but we will put you on to someone who can help you.
For more each educational information to holova shala ya morning sa to cho so se no e support sa te ke chai li cho nya to de cho sle no le po tho to cho so se ma li cha the la ya yo chu tamo sha holo website.
Yeah, look, information and education is all free. Mostly it's in English though. More the full information on Bela website legalaid.gov.au and more on pulp there that you can also order. And we'll send to you, it's free. But mostly, it's in English and sometimes in other languages. But maybe if you have English, maybe you'll have your son or your cousin might help you read it. If you just want to have a look at the information, you might not want to call someone, you just want to understand a bit more. Just remember that mostly it is in English on the website.
Kapa sa tia nzi tante na mo la ya mo chai uan dao ha lu ka mo lu mong tao tia, mong tia li ha tao shi tia.
Oh, Gujubo? I don't know. Depends. Usually if, say, the Bay World Education Session, and they thought the Hmong, older Hmong people, they can't speak any English, we might have an interpreter come to do that information session. But the Bay World website is mainly just English, and I don't know if we will put anything in other languages. But if anybody, if there's information on our website or in information or publications, then it really, there might be a need for it to be in Hmong. The bank will do it here, Bay, and it'll be passed on to the right people and we can try and help as best as we can. Well, like I said, if Nesa Bela or it's education session, and Bela Tua, Mahailo Dune, do education session, then we can also arrange an interpreter. Gubal, their law can be confusing and sometimes people don't understand if they have a legal problem, they get too many fines from Mikey or too many fines driving on the roads and they don't know it's a legal problem. If you're not sure, just call Thor and we'll help you understand what to do. You don't need to be a lawyer to understand if you have a legal problem. If you think you might have it, just call through because it's better to do something usually than not to do anything.